Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Turn up your volume. This is Unfuck Nation. Now here's your host, Gary John Bishop.
All right. Welcome to this week's episode of Unfuck Nation. I am your host, Gary John Bishop. Well, it's a sweltering one here in the heart of Central Florida. It is hot and steamy, and so is my commitment to your living the life of your dreams. Now, I might add, sometimes you'll hear me say that, you know, live the life of your dreams. And the reason I say live the life of your dreams is not because your dreams should be in some kind of dreamlike state. Your dreams should basically just be a set of targets, goals, intentions that you set out for yourself and you fulfill on. And in this summer of getting shit done, there is no time like the present to get that done, to actually start making what you're calling a dream a reality. Now, of course, a dream is a subjective phenomenon, right? I mean, it's not the same for everybody. Some might say, well, it's always been my dream to, you know, become a professional singer. But there are other people say, you know, it was almost always my dream to start my own business, or it was always my dream to become a carpenter, or it was always my dream to get married, or it was always my dream to live in Phoenix. No, I have no idea why I fucking said Phoenix there, but there you go. So dreams are, of course, malleable and very, very subjective. So whenever you hear me say the word dreams, I want you to really get settled into, you know, some of the things that if you went for that in your life, it would really make a massive difference for you in the quality of your life. But I'm going to add a little warning here. All of it comes with a warning, because none of that is possible without you building some kind of muscle, a muscle for going beyond the typical. The typical what? The typical you. What you typically do. Because no one will undermine what you're up to such a precisely devastating level. No one will fuck that as much as you will. No one will undermine you to the degree that you can. People just don't have the time, their fucking attention. But you do. You have the time. You have the attention. You'll do it. So to actually have this be a legitimate, no kidding, summer of getting shit done for you, you'll have to build a muscle. You'll have to build a muscle for doing in the face of circumstances that are not lined up with whatever you are up to. Now, why are your circumstances not lined up with whatever you're up to? Why is it hard to get new things done? Because you've built a life of the old shit. Duh. What did you think? It would all just fucking magically dovetail together and you'd just fucking waft up into the clouds, fulfilling on every dream you'd ever imagined? No. Life is not aligned. And when I say life, I mean the life you have right now. It's not aligned with the future that's in that fucking calendar, my friend. If you don't have your future in your calendar, that is, if you don't have your future, your strategy, your plan, your pathway laid out somewhere outside of your head, you don't have one. There's got to be something outside of you for you to be challenged by. There has to be something. holding you to account. But again, it's a muscle. I learned this a number of years ago, that whatever the calendar says, I'm fucking doing it. I'm doing it. And it was a muscle, because at the beginning I would ignore it and be like, well, I'm doing something else right now, which would generally mean whatever I'm doing now and the thing I was supposed to be doing, both of those things are now fucked. What I learned was to drop what I'm doing right now and do what the calendar says. Because even if I mess something up right now, I've only got that thing to clean up because I do what the calendar says. And I remember a number of years ago, you know, I coached a businessman on this very thing. And I said to this person, I want you to walk out the office every night at 5 o'clock. And he was like, holy shit, man, I can't do that. I said, well, you're going to have to. He goes, the place will fall apart. And I said, I know. But that's really what we need to deal with. We need to deal with the degree to which you've overextended. We need to measure what falls apart so that then we can start putting things in place to handle that instead of you fucking charging around. And so it was really fucking difficult for him to stand up at 5 o'clock, you know, lock his desk and walk away. And we did it for a week and it was a shit show. But we got really clear about what was so. And that's the same with you, whatever future you're up to. You need to get clear about what it's gonna take. You know, if you think it just purely in percentages, if this is your summit of getting shit done, then you're going to have to deal with the impact of getting shit done and your commitment to getting shit done, your commitment to having peace of mind, your commitment to living with some kind of fucking degree of integrity and honesty, which we'll get into next week. This is really about you starting to realize. And man, you got to fucking realize this. You got to realize you are greater than your circumstances. You are greater than your feeling. That there will be hardship. That it will be uncomfortable. That it will seem at times impossible is how it's supposed to be, my friends. It's not supposed to be smooth when you're up to new shit. It's upsetting. And with that, it's game on. And I'll see you on the flip side.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.